Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Music from the Puerto Rican Day Parade in Manhattan on Sunday. Two cases of the NYPD rounding up suspected gang members top our show today. Two New York controversies. One was last month as teenagers in Bushwick walked to a friend's wake. The other was Sunday at the Puerto Rican Day Parade. We'll look at both cases now, the Puerto Rican Day Parade first. In this case, 208 people were arrested after reports that members of the Latin Kings gang planned to march. The organizers didn't want them there, even though the Latin Kings had marched in many previous parades. The arrest total of 208 was a sharp increase from last year's parade, when about 50 people were arrested. Several of those detained this year deny that they have any gang affiliation, but the NYPD says that all but 10 of those arrested were gang members. Now, Herson Barrero, a columnist at El Diario La Prensa, who was at the parade, joins us now to discuss what happened. Hi, Herson. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian. Viva Puerto Rico, and I'm glad that you're discussing the subject and leading it off, because it is important that we get this straight. I don't think that 2.5 million strong Puerto Ricans and other people, New Yorkers, who came out to enjoy a day of pride, national pride for Puerto Ricans, should be in any way be blemished on either side, either by the people who were arrested, maybe some of them were actually deserved to be arrested, or by some of NYPD's finest who may have really gone into excesses and profiling, I might say. So we need to clear this up.
Give me the pre-parade background. What has the Latin Kings presence been like at previous parades, and what was going on behind the scenes regarding their potential presence in this one?
Last year, there was a controversy because they legitimately filed all the application papers, submitted a check for $250, which is a fee that is required for any group of 50 or more, and they wound up doing it on time and in a proper manner. Madeline Lugo, who at that time was the treasurer of the National Puerto Rican Day Parade, actually went on the record last year in a controversy that involved the Corrections Department of New York City, that they were the ones that were late and had missed the deadline, and yet they didn't want to march behind the Latin Kings, but they were legitimately there. This year, I wrote a column last Wednesday in which I quote Madeline Lugo as president of the 50th year of the National Puerto Rican Day Parade, and she actually told me the Latin Kings were not marching because they missed the deadline. They did not come in time. When they brought in their application and their check, they had missed the deadline. They walked away. They understood. They had not followed the procedure. They had missed the deadline. They were out of the parade. She did not, in last Wednesday's column in El Diario La Prensa, I cited her saying that she did not expect any trouble. And as a matter of fact, she said she was getting a lot of cooperation from the police department. Obviously, something has gone wrong here. I don't think they try to bogart. And I haven't spoken to Madeline Lugo about this. I'm trying to get a hold of her. She is the president of the National Puerto Rican Day Parade. I don't think they actually try to force their way into the parade. I get a sense, the report that I'm getting, that it's a matter of police officers in their attempt to do their job. I think we're a little overzealous from what I'm getting. There may be some people that actually are members of the Latin King, but I don't know how they can say that there were only 10 that weren't members. How can you identify a gang member? I mean, it's like saying that all police officers practice brutality just because they're wearing a uniform. That's absurd for the police to be saying that. Unless all of these people have previous records.
Well, so you don't know how they are claiming that over 190 of these arrests were of known gang members, because it's not like people wear, some of them do wear colors or whatever that indicate a member in a particular gang, but presumably more than 190 arrested people were not all wearing some kind of signifier like that, correct?
Well, I would say that that borders on the absurd, and it goes down to stupidity that anyone seen wearing the colors of red, white, and blue or waving the Puerto Rican flag on Sunday was automatically Puerto Rican. Brian, you could have gone with your children and your family and all of a sudden decided to be supportive of your neighbors and said, I'm going to wave the Puerto Rican flag. Then all of a sudden, does that make you a Puerto Rican?
Well,
I mean, you know, it's absurd.
Well, what is the symbol? Is there a Latin King symbol?
if there is, there's certain colors that and they mix it up and they change it. I just think that we cannot afford in this city or anywhere else in this nation to be labeling people, and which is the problem we had. It happened at the Republican National Convention, and we can throw back to 2004 and look what's happened. I'm sorry, but there were excesses of the NYPD. As much as they tried to do their job, there are excesses. I think that there may be some legitimate cases, but I tell you that most of them might have been excesses, and a few officers are on their own just by seeing the colors that they thought were Latin kings. All of a sudden, they label everyone. They may in fact be. What I'm saying is, how do you determine just by looking at them?
If the Latin kings are considered a criminal gang and considered undesirable by the organizers of the Puerto Rican Day Parade this year, why were they allowed to march as a group in the past?
Because they followed. There's no exclusion in the Puerto Rican Day Parade, and I dare say, remember, the Puerto Rican Day Parade organizers, their board of directors, have always were the first one to include let gays, the gay contingent composed of lesbian and homosexuals, transgender people march legitimately. They don't exclude anybody. We're a people. We're embracing people. And so that's what we are as a people. They don't exclude anyone. If you follow procedure, Brian, you will be allowed into the parade. Even against the wishes of politicians or even the police department, had they followed procedure as they did last year and in previous years, they would have marched. There's no excluding anyone.
Any group, if I organize, you know, the Drug Dealers United of America, they'll let me march in the Puerto Rican Day Parade?
Well, I think that is also an extreme, and I think that you would have to start that group, Brian, and then submit your application for that. I think that's an excess on your part, because I assume that they also would not allow KKK members to do it, even though I think they have a right to. I think that everyone in this nation, if we really have a democracy, we should stop the hypocrisy of exclusion of anyone. It's just like on the airwaves, what you say or don't say that is considered vulgar or not.
You're
taking it to an extreme, so I'm telling you that maybe if you submit, if you form such a group, maybe you should submit it and then march along. I think they'll let you march, Brian.
I read that there was controversy with a group of corrections officers saying that they were going to pull out of the parade if the Latin Kings were allowed to march. Do you know about that?
Yes, but that was last year, and as a matter of fact, the responsible ones were the corrections officers last year, who came in 3 weeks later, and you can ask Madeline Lugo, who was the president and was a treasurer at that point and handled the actual applications as she did this year, and they came in late, so they wanted to be given special privileges. They were accommodated, and then they wanted to bogart their way in front of the Latin Kings because they were put behind the Latin Kings. So when you can't follow procedure, and if there is a structure to organize, you know, there's 175, maybe 180,000 people who march. This is not, around the block party, a black party. This is a major undertaking of organizing. So I think that people have to have some kind of structure and follow. April 17th, I think, was the deadline this year for anyone to participate, with enough time to be able to coordinate and put them at different divisions of the parade. I think there's a total of 7 or 8 divisions that come out of the parade from the different streets. Larry, I think there were excesses on the part of NYPD. It will come out. I urge Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly, who I think, a lot of people, you know, seem to think that he is biased and what have you. I happen to trust the commissioner to do the right thing on this. Do the right thing on this, Ray Kelly, and make sure that the officers that use excesses just like they used at the convention in trying to protect the city have gone beyond the call of duty and have profiled. This is profiling. Brian, I think the majority of the people, how can you tell, unless, you know, prior to that a person is a member just because you wear certain colors? I think it's absurd on the part of the police department. These are excesses on the part of a few police officers that really give a bad name. And I think that Ray Kelly has to clean this up quickly so there's no animosity on the part of anyone.
Herson Barrero, El Diario La Prensa columnist, my guest on WNYC, as we talk about the controversy stemming from the Puerto Rican Day Parade and the arrest of over 200 people who the NYPD says were members of the Latin Kings gang who are going to march against the wishes of the parade organizers. Let's take a couple of phone calls. Alex in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Alex.
Hi, good morning. You know, what I'm concerned about is that it seems to be a new policy now by the NYPD to engage in preemptive arrests. We saw this at the RNC, where they don't wait for people to actually commit an illegal act. They use intelligence and the threat that there might be an illegal act to justify rounding people up. We saw it with the funeral, the kids in Brooklyn who got swept up.
And we're going to speak to some of those kids from Brooklyn, from Bushwick, in our next segment and talk about any relationship between these two cases. But Herson Borrero, he raises the idea of preventive detention. And as I understand it, the charges against the majority of those 200-plus arrested on Sunday is something like unlawful gathering is the name of the charge. I didn't know that was a crime.
Well, I'll tell you what, then they missed me. Please come arrest me. I will present myself. If they call me, I will go to NYPD for the proper booking, because I was also with the largest contingent, which is my hometown of Ponce, Puerto Rico, who the parade was honored this year. And I'll go down and be arrested also, because then I'm guilty of that also. Because I was gathering, it was a contingent of 500 people. So maybe they can arrest me too. That's absurd for them to that. I mean, you see what I'm saying, Brian? This is provocative. This is not preventive. They're provoking problems. I think they wanted to justify their overtime pay. Some of them may have, or maybe they were angry that they were doing the assignment on a Sunday.
Well, they have. I'm looking at today's New York Times on this, and they do break down to precise numbers the numbers of gang members from particular gangs. It says the NYPD said that 198. We're gang members, including 145 Latin Kings, 40 Bloods, and 13 Natas. He said the gang unit of the department was concerned not only that the Latin Kings would show up uninvited, but also that violence could break out between rival gangs.
How many police officers were assigned to the parade total? Just take a venture guess, because they're not giving the actual figure. Just take, because it had to be thousands. You mean to say that our finest, NYPD, with the tag force that is actually specialized in gangs, could not control or surround or cordon off with some kind of wire fencing or what have you, and let them participate in an area they had to arrest them? You mean to say that they're so weak that NYPD's finest have become such wimps that they can't control a crowd like that of people that are unarmed and they have the power on their side? This is an excess. They didn't need to arrest them. They should have controlled them, let them be at a certain right. They have a right to see this, to see the parade, to have national pride. Listen, some of us don't like the fact that they're gang members. Some of them may be criminals, and we don't like that, but they're still Puerto Ricans. We don't exclude it. And if they did not commit a crime, which obviously they weren't committing a crime, and they're creating one, then this is the excesses on the part of the police officers. I can't believe that the NYPD is so weak that they can't control a bunch of thugs.
Let me play a clip of Mayor Bloomberg, funny enough, right after the parade, talking about how peaceful everybody was.
It really wasn't appropriate to have plywood up. It sent the wrong message. This is a parade where people behave themselves. And while it's certainly true many years ago when alcohol was permitted, things got out of hand, that doesn't happen in New York City anymore.
So the mayor talking about how inappropriate it was for some businesses or buildings to put plywood up out of fear and saying that doesn't happen anymore. Do you think there's a relationship between the two, the proactivity of the NYPD, even if we don't like it, and how peaceful the marches have turned into?
Well, listen, like I said, Brian, most of the time what you have is national pride, Puerto Ricans feeling proud of who they are, even those that have not gone to Puerto Rico. I think what the mayor says is correct, and there should be preventive measures on all sides. And not having the boards up, that is, which is an insult to, you know, visual insult to all of us. But the fact is that the mayor can comfortably say this. Of course, he's out of touch because he's around it. I think they have a special, you know, talk about feeling safe. Why does the mayor of New York City, who is a public figure, need to travel with at least 50 police officers all undercover to protect him? From what? If he feels unsafe, and believe me, if I'm wrong, I'll come back and apologize to the mayor. NYPD assigns at least 50 officers all around him to protect him. From what? If you're afraid of them, if you're afraid of Puerto Ricans, mayor, don't show up to our parade. Stay the hell out of it. Really. He talks about being safe. Well, then be like average New Yorkers. Don't show up with a contingent of undercover police officers who sometimes just push people out of the way because they want to keep the mayor clear. I tell you why.
You don't think in any large crowd.
They were on 44th Street and 5th Avenue when they were doing it.
You don't think in any crowd of 2.5 million people, any crowd, the mayor should have a contingent of police around him?
Oh, I think there should be some protection. But does he need, well, if he's so afraid of his people, of the people he represents, Puerto Ricans are not out to hurt anybody. We, you know, between us, some of the things that people miss in this city is that on that day, we don't discuss politics, partisan politics. On that day, we're one people. We forget about the differences both here and on the island. I got to tell you, I think we should have contingents around elected officials. We get a bunch of them to gathering. We should put them around the city council members and the state representatives. We have to protect ourselves from them, from elected officials. They're out to get our vote, and they'll do anything, including sing Que Bonita Bandera. So what are we talking about here? I mean, politicians come here. Do they feel comfortable or not? Why does the mayor, the governor didn't have that kind of protection? What is Mayor Bloomberg afraid? Miguelito, what are you afraid of? Puerto Ricans, do we intimidate you?
Hersen Barrero, columnist for El Diario La Prensa. Thanks a lot for coming on. Belated, happy Puerto Rican Day.
Gracias, Brian.
Brian Lehr on WNYC, and we will hear next from some of the people involved in the Bushwick incident, another charge of too aggressive preventive policing by the NYPD. In this case, 30 teens arrested on their way to a friend's wake. Stay with us.